Well, he's had a great day. And a Brady, good morning.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Just out in the countryside watching some racehorses gallop today in Lambourne in Berkshire. Absolutely beautiful. Even though it was drizzling rain, just great to be out in the fresh air in the countryside.
Sounds fantastic. Not so good for those that work for British Airways, though.
No, really upsetting news for them. The parent company, IAG, have announced that 12,000 redundancies are coming shortly for British Airways. It's nearly a quarter of their staff. A letter has been sent out to all staff members from the chief exec saying that given everything that has happened with COVID-19, they need to work towards the future. They can't see 2019 levels of aviation returning anytime soon, and they say they need to reimagine their airline for the future. So the pilots association, the airlines in the unions, they're all up in arms at this. They say it's a bolt from the blue. But I mean, the financial mechanics are fairly simple, Millsy. British Airways and the parent company have lost nearly $1 billion in the first 3 months of this year. And the next 3 months will probably be at the same level, if not worse.
Yeah, not good at all. Now, the French have said no live sport until September.
Yeah, this is really worrying as well. The French Prime Minister has come out, made this announcement tonight. So Ligue 1, which is their EPL, basically, Paris Saint-Germain were running away with it anyway. It's been cancelled. And they had previously said the Tour de France would start postponed until August 29th. So I don't know what this means for the Tour de France, but the French PM is adamant no live sport anywhere in the whole of France until September. And we're still desperately hoping to get horse racing happening again and to get soccer back moving again. But if it's not possible to happen in France, I don't understand how it can happen here.
All right, mate. Well, fingers crossed it improves quicker than that. Mate, take care. We'll do it again tomorrow. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
We will. Have a great day, guys.